Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I don't think the league is in big trouble here. I don't think sports are in big trouble. It just brings, I don't know, it brings legitimacy to the people who think that the sports are illegitimate at times. And that is troublesome as somebody who's a huge sports fan. Obviously, if you're listening to us, you're a big sports fan. But I don't think it's the end of the world here. They'll clean this up. You just worry about what's going to happen next when it just continues to happen, BT. And one thing I will say, I saw Pablo Torre finds out. I don't know if you saw this yet. You know Pablo Torre?
Yeah, he's been on a run lately.
He's one of the more reputable reporters out there. He had a statement from Terry Rozier's lawyer.
Okay, I did not see this.
Okay. We've represented Terry Rozier for over a year. A long time ago, he reached out to these prosecutors, tell them we should have an open line of communication. They characterized Terry as a subject, not a target.
Mm-hmm.
But at 6 a.m. this morning, they called to tell me FBI agents were trying to arrest him in a hotel. It's unfortunate that instead of allowing him to self-surrender, they opted for the photo op. Okay, whatever. They wanted the misplaced glory of embarrassing a professional athlete with a perp walk. That tells you a lot about the motivations of this case. They appear to be taking the word of spectacularly incredible sources rather than relying on actual evidence of wrongdoing. Terry was cleared by the NBA, and these prosecutors revived that non-case. Terry is not a gambler, but he's not afraid of a fight, and he looks forward to winning this fight.
Okay. I mean, lawyer doing his job. There's a lot of stuff there that's a little bit of fluff, and we'll find out where this goes. I think the meaty part there is, well, cleared by the NBA.
Yes.
And you and I were talking about this a little bit during the break here. Now, think about this. If you're the NBA, are you really going to lift up every rock to find out? And I'm just asking the question.
But that's
a
common
problem. Sense. I know it's a big problem, but if you're David Stern, if you're Adam Silver, what do you really want to find stuff, or do you want to kind of sweep this away? No, he's good. He's clean. Next,
dude,
keep him moving.
They can't be involved in any kind of cover up, man. I mean, that would be like next level disaster.
Well, agreed, but I don't even mean a cover up. Yeah. I'm not even remotely implying that. I'm
talking the NFL about just does that crap.
I'm
just talking
about,
protect the shield and all that.
Yeah, but not for this situation, not a cover up as much as a very surface level, very cursory investigation. All right, look at that. We're good. Next. Not a cover up. Not blatant lies or, you know, concealing things that they found. And they don't have the resources that the FBI has. So I get, you know, that's why you have a lawyer to represent you. And there is something to be said for photo ops and over the years. I get that. I don't know if it applies here, but it has applied in the past. But to say that, you know, the FBI, he was what? It was he was a subject, not a target.
Right.
Well, things could change. I mean, there's new things that come to light, and, you know, who knows?
I don't know what to believe other than Rozier was cleared by the NBA.
And how long ago was that? Do you know exactly?
He said in that statement, it was like he said something about a year or whatever.
Okay, yeah, he died.
But you said you saw the video.
Year.
I got to see that during the break.
Yeah, I did. I want to make sure it's the right video, because if it's the right video, it's, like I said, it's like blue chips.
No way defending it. BT and Sal on the Fan. Ben is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ben? Ben, you there? Ben, are you with us? Eric is calling from Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal, BT, how we doing, boys?
How are you, man?
What's up, man?
Man, here I thought I was going to be calling you guys this morning to talk a little Knicks, B-ball, solid open to the season, and then here we are. This insanity is just unbelievable, and I think you guys have both really hit it, you know, where my head was at. Does it destroy basketball? No. Does it destroy sport? No. But this begs a much larger question across the board, and I think you just touched on one of them, which is, like, how do you police this? I mean, you obviously can't have, you know, the corrupt policing the corruption. So is it on the leagues? Is it on the teams individually? And I agree that there has to be a zero tolerance, which includes the NCAA. I mean, what they're doing, I have no idea. That seems insane too. But to me, it's a zero tolerance. There's no gambling, period. You're a professional athlete. This is your job. You've chosen it. It's not about rights. Like, this, they've chosen, right? That's a right to play professional basketball or baseball or whatever. So you're kind of smacking in the face of the overall credibility, and ultimately that's the largest currency, right? It's not money. The largest currency we have is trust, and now it's gone. So all of those conspiracy theorists that have been talking about this for years, you have to wonder, are they right? Is it all rigged? Is it all, you know, and I'm not saying it is or it isn't. It's not, you know,
but some of it, to your point, Eric, has been. The integrity has been taken away of certain events in multiple sports over however many years. That's a fact. That's not Sal Licata's opinion. The fact is, there have been games that we watched thinking that they were real, true competition, and the integrity was questioned in some way, shape, or form.
Yep.
Donaghy, Class A, whatever it may be, pick a guy in the NBA. Like, that's just a fact.
I got you. I agree with that. I mean, there's some stuff that is irrefutable at this point, so it is now presentable as fact. Now, the thing, too, a lot of people have said this, well, it's not going to destroy the league. Okay, you know, Calvin Ridley's not going to destroy the NFL, or Terry Rozier. Not going to destroy the NBA, but, you know, what if it was Tom Brady? Or what if it's Mahomes? Or what if it was LeBron? Or what if it was Aaron Judge? And I'm just throwing names out there just to prove a point, obviously, you know, to get to the big dogs, the titans of sport, MVPs, all-timers. Yeah, nobody really cares about Terry Rozier. He'll blend into the woodwork, you know, at the end of this investigation, however it wraps up one way or the other. But if it's an all-timer... Then it could destroy the sport.
Let me ask you a question, and I guess we have to deal in hypotheticals here. I don't want to accuse anybody, obviously, but we know about MJ. You're telling me you don't think there was ever a chance? I'm not saying he would ever bet against himself. I don't even know if he would bet on his own games or whatever, but, like, come on. It's. I don't think it's unbelievably insane to think that somebody would, that hasn't been named, wouldn't have... you know, did similar things to what Pete Rose did many years ago that wasn't uncovered. Like, is that an unrealistic thought at this point?
It's not, and I'll tell you why. Now, MJ's an interesting one. I mean, there was a thought that his dad was killed by people who owed him money, and there's a lot of smoke there, and obviously when the Knicks and the Bulls, if you're too young for this, look it up. There was a couple of stories. I don't know if it was Lupica, whoever had it back in the day, News Post, whatever, but it was big. It was prominent where they were playing the Knicks in the playoffs, and he was jaunting out to AC. And see, the reason why I don't say no to somebody like that is because when you have a gambling problem, you really can't turn it on and off. You really can't. And you've heard stories, legendary, and we can laugh about it because he's got so much money. Charles Barkley talks about this, about betting on the golf course. And gambling's not a problem unless you get hooked in, you know, with the mob or something that's illegal, or you bet more than you have. Like, if you bet, even if it's all relative to what you have in the bank, if you bet $500,000 on the Jets or the Giants, but you got $3.2 billion in the bank, that's not a problem. That's like you or I betting a couple of hundred on a parlay. So the problems come where you can't turn it off, you can't pay up, or you get in bed with shady people. So somebody like Michael, who would gamble on golf, would gamble in AC. You never know. You never know.
Now I'm not trying to accuse him of everything.
No, I know you're not.
you know,
I don't know.
Well, we could always for years think like, oh, what, you don't think these athletes are betting on games? And now we know that some are. And not only are they betting on games, they're friggin' fixing the games. Or at least fixing a pitch. Or certain props. Like, that, we had issues with referees. You're telling me that you don't think there's been a ref in the NFL or an ump in Major League Baseball?
I would guarantee there has been. I don't know what decade. I don't know who. Yes. That's the answer.
Right. So in the 80s or 90s, we could have this conversation, and yeah, you could have the same answer, and I could be like, nah, come on, man. But since then, it has come out that refs and players have been caught doing it. So now it's a matter of, well, how many more? And when will this end? And what's going to get it to stop? I don't know how you truly end it now with the fact that you could just go to your phone or bet right on your phone at any second. I guess that makes it even easier.
But it's all trackable.
If you're in the NBA, BT, and I'm not, but we're buddies, and you're like, hey, you know, I got a little, like, you're still not betting, but you give me the info and then I place the bet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's ways to connect that, obviously, if they've done that. But what, you don't think that that's happening, too, to help
Guaranteed. You don't think that my friends over there, not so much anymore, because they know that I'm just not going to go there. But you don't think early on people are like, hey, what's St. John's going to do tonight? I'm not getting involved. Like, you know, and I, whether it was Norm, whether it was Mike Jarvis, whether it was, you know, Steve Lavin, whether it's Rick, you don't think that I know which guys aren't practicing?
Right.
Which guys got a little banged up calf or which guy's shoulders jacked up and might not play the full allotment of minutes? Of course I do.
Yeah.
But the reason I don't get involved in that is because I don't want anything like this. It's not tempting to me remotely at all. But when I first started doing it, I was 20 years younger. My buddies were like, hey, what do you think about tonight? I'm like, figure it out yourself. I'm not doing it.
It's just such a... It sucks, man. And for me, I think the only way to get through it is just trying to continue to have my head in the sand, be responsible if I do want to bet. Honestly, I had this talk. I was telling you about this. Like, you know, I've had issues with gambling before.
Yeah, you've been honest about that.
Never to a point where, like, my life was completely compromised. But, you know, I have a problem with whether it's food, whatever. When I'm in, I'm
I understand that to a big degree, yeah.
So I've bet a lot before on certain, you know, a lot for me. And been, like, where it really hurt to have to go into the account, like, at times I couldn't, and, you know, so I've been there before. And then I was talking to somebody about it, and he's like, dude, there's enough stress in life, and I'm like, you're right, and I can't afford to right now financially, and nor the stress-wise, all that stuff. And then we were just talking about, like, these games, the way that it plays out, like I told you, the way I got beat with the Josh Allen taking three knees.
Yes.
Like, come on.
That was
on,
a player
dude.
Prop, right?
Yeah, a player prop.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's so, like, a bad beat, boy.
But the point is, the way that these leagues are, you know, you should know what you're getting into, and if you do it wisely and do it just for your pure entertainment or an escape, whatever it may be. And I think that's similar with maybe even watching these sports. Like, I want to love sports, I want to watch sports, I want to invest emotionally in it, whatever it may be. But also, I don't want to be thinking about, did an umpire blow a call because he's fixing the game?
Yeah,
I don't want to be thinking about the steroid stuff or the Astros cheating. Like, those are things that, from a sports fan's perspective, takes away from my enjoyment of what is truly the only escape in my life, watching sports.
That would be nice. I don't think that's really realistic anymore. Unless you just commit to, as you said, blocking this stuff out. And for what you do for a living, it's impossible.
Yeah, I know.
So I just admit, I don't think that I'm capable of looking at everything on the up and up ever. Like, I'm not calling you a sucker, but I'm just not going to be the sucker. I'm not. I'm going to take it for what it is. And if something really shady catches my eye and I've gambled enough to kind of be like, all right, that looks fishy, maybe I'll bring it up to you. Maybe we'll bring it up on the air, whatever. But I do have a question for you. You mentioned steroids. What do you think is more offensive to the general public?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The distortion of the record books through steroids and even compromising the outcome of games because you could do better than you were supposed to, or point shaving.
No, I don't even think it's close.
Okay, good. Which one, though?
I think point shaving is way worse.
I agree.
And not only that, like, I was thinking, too, the Astros cheating scandal. I think that's worse than steroids.
I agree.
Steroids.
Well, because the other guy on the mound had a chance to put the same stuff in his body.
And maybe was in certain cases.
For sure.
So I'm not saying it's good.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that compromised the game the way the Astros cheating scandal did, or certainly the way any kind of point shaving or prop shaving, whatever you want to call it, would impact the integrity.
I agree. I wonder if a lot of people agree with that, though, because steroids on this station, Mike and Chris and everybody back in the day, it may have been the most talked about topic in the history of WFAN. It really may have been. And to me, I think a lot of that was the sentimentality, like, oh, you know, Babe Ruth and Willie Mays and this guy, Hank Aaron, what are we doing? Come on. That's why I use the term distortion of the record books. But at least from a level playing field in terms of competitive advantage or disadvantage, if I'm on the mound and I got PEDs, even if I don't, you can hit a ball that I still have a chance to catch,
right. Maybe,
all right? Or I could strike you out, or you hit a foul ball 400 feet, then you pop up. There's still an element of chance there. But if you are deliberately throwing a player prop or a game, I've got no recourse. I am helpless as a consumer at that point, and a competitor.
I mean, think about it,
though. Or a teammate, I should say, maybe.
It's been going on for now over 100 years when you talk about dating back to the Black Sox scandal.
Yeah, true.
And so we've only known, like, back then it was like, even me growing up, I was born in 79, do the math, it happened in 1919, the Black Sox scandal, like, we knew about it, it impacted us from a youth level, but we always thought, like, well, that was a thing way back in the past that'll never really happen. You're telling me that you don't think it happened, at least on some levels, since then, and certainly now we've seen it, we're players or whatever are getting nabbed since then, I'm sure it's been, Pete Rose, I'm sure it's been a big part of sports. Even the stuff that we haven't heard about.
Yes. Well, that's why I went through the very quick timeline, and I didn't even incorporate that scandal, and good job by bringing that in. I kind of just really went to, you know, more like late 20s, depression, and into World War II with boxing, baseball, and horse racing. But that's, you know, from at least in terms of the depression, that's 11 years before that.
Right.
I guarantee. And you get shady people involved in a sport, and horse racing, that's always been a racket.
Maybe not even shady people, Beethy. Just sometimes people. Go ahead. Let's have the conversation.
Okay.
Could it be shady people? Could it be people who have legitimate problems?
I guess I'll leave the door open for both. I would probably think more for me, it would be maybe fairly well-intentioned people who get overrun by shady people. I don't think that anybody...
Right, and then you know it's, I'm screwed.
I'm on the hook for 100 Gs, and I have no way out, and now I got to do this for that guy, otherwise I'm in trouble. I think that's how it starts.
BT and Sal on the fan. John calling from Oxford, Connecticut. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I got to say, I want to pump the brakes on this a little bit. I feel like a lot of everything that you're talking about has been known for quite a while, and you guys pay attention. We have a totally new Justice Department. We have a totally new FBI. I think these guys are trying to send a message, but there's a bunch of professionals who I think had those same jobs who didn't think they had the evidence to bring indictments.
Okay.
I have a feeling 6 months to a year from now, we're going to be saying, whatever happened with that? Because I think this particular Justice Department and the FBI are trying to, for whatever reason, throw a lot of stuff at the wall and seize what sticks in a lot of different regards.
All right, so John, let me ask you this. So are you, and it sounds like you're saying this, but I want to actually hear that this is what you're saying. So do you think this is a grandstanding by an administration, politically driven, get the photo
Absolutely.
Op?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
Absolutely.
Then what, well, just say it. Don't dance around, but say it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Okay, listen,
I don't know if you're right. I don't know if you're wrong. What I do believe at my core, and I appreciate you calling and saying that, what I believe at my core, when you throw out names and when you do something to that degree, you better be right, and you better have an overwhelming amount of evidence. So even if there is a photo op, I'm going to go with the FBI having basically everything right now. Yeah. I could be wrong, but I just feel like they've got enough evidence.
I admit I would be ignorant to any political stuff. Like it could be. I don't know. I'm going to take it at face value. And I'm not worried about the political aspect of it. I'm worried about the NBA. I'm worried about the sports aspect of it. And regardless of this specific incident, it has happened repeatedly before. It's still ongoing with certain things. So you could say that Rozier was investigated, the NBA let it go. I still then would be like, well, should they have let it go? Should there have been more? What about Malik Beasley? What about some of the other guys? What, you know, Chauncey Billups getting involved in a mafia-led poker ring has nothing to do with what I care about.
I agree with you on that, actually. It's different.
Yeah, I don't know if he was... But then I start to think, well, was he doing something when he was with the Pistons? You know, how deep does it go? How far back does it go?
By the way, I recruited Chauncey to the Pistons. True story. I swear to God.
You did your time with the Pistons.
But I recruited him to the Pistons as a free agent.
How did that go?
At the Summer League. And
were you playing poker with him or something?
No, thank God. Yeah. No, I didn't even have any money then, let alone know how to play. He would have tapped me out. No, I was at the, I'm working in Detroit, and I'm doing the, I go to the Summer League, like with Carlisle and Larry Bird, like all the coaches there, right, whatever. And they're trying to recruit Chauncey to come to the Pistons as a free agent. So I became pretty good friends with Rick Carlisle. Rick hands me a phone. And he goes, hey, it's Chauncey. Sell him on Detroit. Sell him on the market. I swear to God, I talked to him for a good 4 or 5 minutes. Oh, you got kids. Nice golf courses here. Blah, blah, blah. Palace is juiced. You got Ben. You got Rick. Like, it's a good vibe. And he signed. So they could thank me for the championship that I brought him.
Yeah, well, just be careful. Good thing you didn't get too close to Chauncey. I wish
I could have brought LeBron here, you know, back in the day. Who cares about the Pistons? I wish I could have done something for the Knicks.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.